So we're going to learn Briti Shalom on page 380. Androlemusia, which means mess. Kol ha-tzarot sheyesh ba'olam, all the trouble that there is in the world, they're because of pgam ha-brit, blemishing the brit. Biglal ha-tava ha-gdola, so because of this big taiva. Kol ha-michamot, all wars, kol ha-oni, all poverty, kol ha-pesha, all the crime, מחלות, illnesses, diseases. הכל נובע ממה שמחפשים לראות בשדות זרים, נכשלים וחדרים חורים. It all comes out of what people that are looking, they're searching to go into other people's fields in the wrong place, not their own place, and they have a lot of horrible sins. All the horrible stories of betraying and divorce and מחלוקת, suffering and whole family, families. All comes from this filthy taiva that everyone's running after. They take the most beautiful thing in the world, the most pure spiritual love between a man and a woman, that the person marries and the shechina is between them, and they spoil it and they make it the opposite of the truth. And they make it as if it's all just physical. When a kesha between a man and his wife, true, with holiness, with dusha, with purity, then they have such friendship, such love, such so together, they have life of osher. How do you say osher?
Richness. Well,
no, with Adam. Oshel. How do you say that? Ashreinu.
Praise.
But when they enter the physical taiva into their life, it destroys everything, all the beauty of life, and all of life is filth. A person goes into Facebook, gamarno, right? He can burn his life. Now you talk with Al-Rawr, which says your face, Facebook. Pay you, dude, some of them.
What?
A person goes into Facebook, Hashem will save us, he can burn everything. There's nothing to talk with. You can destroy his.
What is the Hebrew for Facebook and what does it mean?
Facebook?
No, you just said.
I just say how it's spelled in here.
What is it? Just.
I have no idea. I was never.
I don't know what it is.
Good. You don't know. It's not for you. We're not talking about
it. I'm missing it then.
From a computer experience.
No, you don't have to teach him. He doesn't know. He doesn't want to know.
You don't want to know. Good. You don't want to have it on your computer. It is the worst thing. Yeah. It will destroy
your
computer.
How old is your computer?
Computer.
Maybe it's the worst thing.
Kitzur.
Security.
We have to tell a person who keeps Torah mitzvahs not to enter the internet. He wouldn't understand that all what he came to this world is just to withstand this test of a new, right? Of this lust for women. He would have done everything to guard himself and to keep kadosh, to keep holy. And of course he wouldn't bring upon himself all these horrible nisyonot tests of the internet and all the all kinds of other sites.
Oh.
Of course, so today we have the
TV.
TV is the hot garbage. Internet is a lot worse. A person has internet, they have to have protected.
TV is mild compared to.
Yeah.
We don't have a TV, so.
TV is kosher, what do you mean? It's Rabbanut, it's kosher Rabbanut.
At least they wear clothes on TV.
No.
Most of them.
Something.
Your TV.
Not American.
People divorce, people suffer, the kids suffer, all before this imaginary pleasure that everyone's going after. They see pictures and they go crazy with the pictures. They have lust of pictures, they love the pictures, there's fire of the pictures burning in them. And a foreign fire, it burns their brain, it burns their life. Craziness. Is there any more craziness than this? They lose it all. This world and next world. And besides, they don't receive anything. The Yetzirah is a deceiver. He's a liar. How many times can the Yetzirah... How many times can you deceive a person? If I come to a person and say, give me 100 shekels, I'll give you a hat. Give me 100 shekels and I run away. Next day I come again. Give me 100 shekels, I'll give you a hat. Give me again 100 shekels? I'll go again. You go again 100 shekels? Twice? Three times? How many times? Two times, 3 times, 10 times, 20 times, how many times the person has to realize that they're being deceived over here, right? But the Yetzer Hara, there's no end. You see a person that falls to his traps all the time. Each time, the Yetzer Hara brings into the man's brain that this is the sweetest time in the world. Sweetest. Now, this will be the sweetest moment of his life. Right? And then, what is he left with? Garnish. You know what garnish means?
Nothing.
Oh, psh. Let's speak Yiddish here.
Was it Shundabar?
Shundabar. Right? All he's left is a bitterness. There's no other bitterness like this. He feels deceived. He feels disappointed. He feels embarrassed. He feels disgraced. How come he let the Yetzirah lead him down the way, off the way again? למרות שהאדם מבין היטב שזה דמיון וזה שטות ומצטער אחרי המעשה. And even though a person understands very well that it's imagination, and it's shtut, it's stupidity, right? And he's sorry after what he did, he can't withstand the test that we'll have again. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his wisdom put in us, that we won't be able to overcome this Yetzer Hara. Unless a person, what does he do with that phone? That hour a day that he wastes in the field?
That's what he
does. That's what he does. Yeah.
A lot of people say, I can't stop, you know, that's my Yisrael, you know.
No one's blaming you, a person like that. Like Ramash always says, they're not going to blame a person in the next world. How come he didn't overcome the Yisrael? You can ask him, how come he didn't pray to overcome the Yisrael? Why didn't you use your power? We're not asking you. We know a person, the Gemara says that person cannot overcome the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says, right? The Yetzer Hara is greater than us. It's stronger than us, and we can't beat him. If someone's trying, it's a lost game from the beginning.
Can we say that somebody...
Like us, so what could a person do? Get that in. Our only power is in our mouth. All of our power is in our mouth. So they're selling these glasses. You put the glasses with the black inside.
Yeah.
It's selling these glasses. You go to Uman, it's like sunglasses, but really you can just see on the bottom down. There's a sticker. You can't see through it. Right? So I've always said about these things, they're good. But without tefillah, nothing's going to help. The person's going to look. He's going to find the way to look. Without tefillah, nothing works. You put a towel over you, do whatever you want. Without tefillah, nothing works. You have to ask Hashem. What are you saying about
that? Somebody, they have a taiva, and when we're saying that through his body, do it, they can get through that taiva. They can
break it.
They can break it. So that means if they still have the taiva, it means they're not doing the his body, do it. If they're doing it, they're not doing enough, or they're not doing it sincerely, or they're not serious about it.
So it takes time.
Could be the very serious, the very sincere. It takes time.
It just takes time.
It could take it 30-40 years. But it's not his business anymore.
Well, they think it's not like a smoking thing. Well, it's not such a bad time. It's okay.
It also depends on how you're going to do it. If you do it, you're going to do it. Like you just said, so yeah, it will take him a long time until anything starts really. When a person does it, he's going to do it. Like something that his life is depending on this. Hashem, I can't live! Help me! He'll see results very fast. Obviously, it depends on the quality. No, it's on the quantity.
Smoking, I say, well, nobody says no. I mean, I can smoke. Yeah.
You have to put the time and effort into it.
Yeah.
Necessary.
Yeah.
If you don't.
I think that's the key. He has to be serious about it. He has to really, really want to change. And if he doesn't, then.
Awake, stand and beg and ask from Hashem to give you the power to overcome and to nullify from you this spirit of foolishness, and to nullify from you this lust. And also, change your cell phone to a kosher cell phone. Disconnect yourself from all this non-kosher internet. And a person could have this Machshir and not fall to all the garbage. Very easy, a person can fall to all this garbage in this the new phone, right? Even if you daven 100 hours and you have this thing in your hand, so you're playing games. A person who daven is standing in the street and he's looking. Hashem, Hashem, look at this woman. He's looking. Hashem, Hashem, look at this woman. Crazy. Why are you, that's wasting your time. Don't dive in. Close your eyes.
Schizophrenia.
That mean doesn't mean what he's saying.
Split personality.
Even if a person won't go into the bad side, they just have bad thoughts. You know what it's called? It's called the surf. You know why internet is called surfing? In Hebrew we say surfing liglosh. Can? Because you surf off life. Surf. Maybe liglosh, it means that you surf off. Go out.
Go up in life?
Out, yeah. Away. We learned that all those who suffer from in their mental state, right? They're always full of sorrow, and they can lose. So I'm going to write something here, which is not very unpleasant to write it, and even more unpleasant to read it. But that's the situation. The situation is difficult and it's painful. We're all crazy. One person more, one person less. Depends how much gamma breed and nuke he's into. If it's because of himself, or because of the way he was brought into the world, right? From his parents, like we spoke, or because of both things, people have dikaon is you know, when someone's very, very sad, they can't get out of bed. Depression. Depression, fears, worries, confusions, all kinds of new. If a person doesn't have a brain, doesn't have a heart, it's all because of the eyes. The eyes are open and see what they see. Of course, a person can't feel any kedusha, not Shabbos, not mitzvah, nothing. He has no brain, has no heart. In Mela, there's no person here, because the man is the brain and the heart. And if he has no brain, it's still pumping there, but there's no brain, no heart living. Of course, you can't feel anything, or you expect to feel anything. So,
you know, it's the hardest thing for all children is this.
The subject?
Yeah, the subject. Because our rabbi used to talk about it all the time, and sure, he found it one of the most difficult things to counsel people about guarding your eyes. Because the people come, they say, oh, that's silly. You know,
what's wrong with it?
Where I'm stronger, I can control my eyes. I don't have to.
All the time.
I can look and not desire.
Counsel people.
And I tell this story, but it's a big rabbi. I have a friend of mine, family member of mine. He told me, he goes to the Kotel. He says, what do you do with guarding eyes? How can you go during the day? Is that balagan over there? That doesn't bother me. I don't have.
I don't look. I don't.
He looks. It doesn't bother him. He says.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Fine. So I read a story. The rabbis of Gur. I said the story already. That someone went off to Derech and he left, and he came to the rabbi. He told him, I don't understand why you guys guard your eyes so much. So worried. This, that. I see. I don't have any problem. You see, I look at women. I have no problem. So he told him. The difference between a Bedouin and a European. A Bedouin can walk with bare feet in the hot sun, on the ground, very hot.
Thorns, stones, and pebbles.
Right?
Hey, you have to build, there it's a calluses. European, you try that, he'll be screaming and bleeding in 5 seconds.
Right. So that's the difference. Someone's very unsensitive, doesn't feel anything. I don't have a problem. Someone's sensitive, every little pebble bothers him.
And we're not even talking about thorns.
So Shmuel, one of the ways that he separated